Hello, and I'm John, otherwise known as Tintin, otherwise known as Monkey, otherwise known as Damien, otherwise known as Pete, and this is my first ever podcast. I did another recording on my laptop, but to be quite honest, it was crap because the sound was really, really, really quiet, even on maximum volume, and yeah, it was rubbish. I wasn't happy with it, so I thought, oh no, I'll re-record it. So now I'm doing it from my lovely, amazing iPhone, which is amazingness itself. I still need to work on my presentation skills because I've never really done anything like this before. So I could be talking too quickly. I doubt I'll be talking too slowly and stuff like that. So yeah, this is me ranting and raving and other stuff. Doing John this really. I decided, first of all, I'll go into the reasons why I decided to do this. I'll treat this like an evaluation. I decided to do this for three reasons. The first reason was I love the sound of my own voice. I love talking to myself. I sound like a schizophrenic. And yeah, I just really enjoy my mind. I sound like such an arrogant git. I really enjoy being me, my mind, and sort of what spews out of it. And from different responses I've been getting on Facebook, other people seem to enjoy my crazy, wacky world as well. So I thought, oh no, I'll put it into a podcast so you can listen to me and experience me whenever you want. So that's the first reason I'm doing this. The second reason. Why has my mind gone blank? The second reason. I'll come back to the second reason. And the third reason is because it's basically for people out there which don't get to see me very often and stuff like that, so that they can sort of keep up to date with what I'm doing. And it'll be like, keeping my friendships and relationships going over, long distances and stuff, so they can still hear my madness, hear my amazingly hot voice and stuff like that. And they can still experience my mad world. I don't know why, but I'm doing hand gestures as I'm explaining this to you. Maybe I should make it into a vidi cast or whatever they're called. And the second reason's still eluding me. The second reason I'm making this is because, what reason should I give? The second reason is because, I want to play around and let you hear me. That doesn't make any sense. The second reason is because I'll come back to that whenever I remember it. I'm going to try and make the first couple of these, at least, I'm going to try and make them about 15 minutes long. In the future, hopefully I'll start to get guests on so that I can sort of get my banter going with people. I can bully them a little bit, take the mickey out of them and just degrade them in as many ways as possible. So that's what you've got to look forward to in the future. I'll probably try and get some of my old best mates on here, depending when they're available and when they're not, because some of them are as mad as me, and some of them, I like hearing them laugh when I say stuff. So getting them on here will give me the opportunity to hear people laughing at my amazingness. I feel very casual to the first time I recorded this. I was like, what do I say? But now I feel a bit more casual. I'm laying back on my bed and I'm just generally enjoying the sort of recording process. I suppose what sort of semi-inspired me to do this is I used to really, really enjoy listening to the Russell Brand podcast. which doesn't happen anymore because he was very silly. And I've started really enjoying listening to the Ricky Gervais Show podcasting with Carl Pilkington on it. And I enjoy having amusing stuff to listen to. And even if you'll find this boring, hopefully I'll find myself amusing. so I can listen to myself and be amused at how funny and witty I am. And hopefully some of you can be too. So they've sort of semi-inspired me to do this. I've been watching a lot of old Brandy Wandy over the past week because I've been ill. And he amuses me in the fact that he doesn't have social boundaries like we do. He doesn't have any perception on what's socially acceptable or not. And I quite enjoy seeing that. And I want to be a bit more like that and not being bothered about what society thinks about me. Because I think it's quite good because you're a lot freer then to do what you want, really. Not that I'm going to take after him and be sleeping with a million, billion, trillion people. And I don't plan to be a heroin or ex-heroin addict or anything like that. That's not my plan for life. That's my first little segment done on why I'm doing this and crap like that. The second bit, I'll introduce you to the many aspects of my personality. The first aspect is the one you're hearing here, which fluctuates with the more and more people I have and gets more crazy, more eccentric, and just completely bonkers, depending on the sort of people I'm with. Not that I change my personalities for I'm with, but I don't know, I can sort of feed off of people's energy. I sound like a complete, I don't know, some sort of weird spiritually person there. What I mean is, if I'm in a room with three hyped up people, I'll be like completely mental off of the hypey hysteria-ness, and I can just be like completely wacko crazy. If I'm in a room with, say, a deformed rabbit which can barely hop, then I won't be as mad or hyped up. But I mean, like, even if I'm with one person, depending on who it's with, I sort of allow my personality fluxes. My personality doesn't, but the sort of amount of energy I'm putting in does. My family's saying hello to me. I might ignore them and carry on talking to you all. That's a little bit about how my personality works. In fact, I'll come back to you all. I lost my train of thought. Take it a few steps back. I've introduced everything. Oh yeah, my personality. I can be completely crazy. I can also be, you know, the nice sort of, how are you? Are you feeling okay? That sort of person. And I sort of feed off people's energy and how they're feeling. And that's how I respond to people. I suppose some of us do it to a lesser or greater extent. Mine's probably more to the greater extent of, I can be like really hyped up and because this is just me, depending on what moods I am, you'll probably get really hyped me, really unhyped me, severely depressed me, severely not depressed me, depending on when I record each podcast. You may get a couple when I'm not quite so sober, which will probably be me sitting on the floor somewhere at 2 in the morning talking to my phone, thinking, this will be really good, this one, which will hopefully make you all laugh. I'll also introduce the many aspects of my personality. For instance, this is me when I'm in a fairly calm and relaxed mood, and I'm just sort of talking about life and the world.
Then I can introduce the funny guy me, which talks like this. I quite often use this when I'm home alone, and I sort of walk around the house, and I have this sort of internal conversation with me in his voice, but out loud, so it's not internal. And I express my feelings about everything. I say, "So why, funny guy, why is this happening?" And funny guy replies, "I don't know, John, I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, everything will be okay." And I have this whole persona, the funny guy persona, who's quite eccentric. And I discuss funny guy with some of the people from school. And I did it a lot at school with my good friend Bozef and people. And, yeah, it amused them a lot. But it also drove them completely insane. I could use this voice to make someone go mad. I can do it, but I won't do it this week. I may do it at some point in the future. But it's one of my funner. I enjoy this voice a lot. It brings me great pleasure. It's also very infectious. If you try doing it, it slowly starts to take over your mind and you become more and more like funny guy.
And then I also have my crap accents, which I do from time to time. But I'm not going to do them now, because it's only the first podcast. And I don't want you to all think that I'm a complete lunatic. Okay, mother's shouting. I shall ignore her. Okay. And yeah, so I don't know how many minutes I've done so far. Oh, I just received a text from little Pierre King. Her middle name's not really Pierre. It's because in year 12 of sixth form, we used to talk to each other in the French accent. And I used to go, "Hello, Pierre." And she'd go, "Hello, Jean-Claude." And so Pierre stuck and it became her middle name. I don't know if she's aware of this. I think I remind her every now and again. And she's like, "Oh yeah, you're a nutter." I don't know what the text is saying. Probably something abusive because I can't come to her birthday. Love you, Lil. I'll come to your birthday at some point. So yes, that's basically what I'm going to talk about in the future. This podcast has probably been very dull and boring for you all. It hasn't really made me laugh, so it probably won't make you laugh. But I just wanted to break down what I'm going to be doing. So yeah, hopefully you'll keep listening if I haven't bored you all to death. It will be funnier. And also, I haven't really prepared this because I've decided this morning, I'm going to do a podcast. Do you like this? If you like it, say yes. And people said yes, so I thought, I'll do one today. And then I didn't plan it, and I just recorded it. So hopefully this has amused you a little bit. Hopefully you'll keep listening. Download it. If you really enjoyed it and thought, wow, John, you're absolutely amazing, I've now got a crush on you, da-dee-da-dee-da, then tell other people about it and spread the word of how amazing I am. And if I don't know you, or if I barely know you and you're listening to this and you like it, please let me know. Also give me some sort of constructive criticism as well, to say what I can improve, what I can't improve, what doesn't need to be improved, ECT, ETC, whatever it is, etc, etc. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. I'll upload one next week. I'll probably record it on Sunday. And yeah, bye people. I hope you enjoyed my first ever lone podcast. In fact, no, it's meant to be 15 minutes. I have got 45 seconds to fill up. So I'll summarise really, really quickly why I'm amazing. I'm amazing because I'm good looking, I'm funny, I'm completely insane, I'll do anything, pretty much, and I really look out for my friends, and hope that if you're my friends, you know that I'll look out for you, and I'll do anything for you, and oh, that was slightly sentimental and cute. Ooh, I'm yeah, so thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon. No, I won't. I'll record again soon, and you can listen to me. I will speak to you all soon. Yes. Goodbye.